Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 213 for Wednesday, January 7th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were mixed Wednesday morning, although the bias was lower in the most active contract. Canola is up 3 to down a dollar in early activity. The March contract, down a dollar at $447.60 per ton. Chart-based speculative buying had been a feature in overnight activity as prices tested resistance to the upside. The March contract traded back above the $450 per ton level at one point, but has since retreated back below that key level. Gains in Chicago soy oil and continued weakness in the Canadian dollar did provide underlying support, but light scale-up farmer selling and profit-taking at the highs put pressure on values. The large U.S. soybean supply situation, relatively favorable crop conditions for beans in South America, and a downturn in Chicago soybeans all weighed on canola as well. Wheat, durum, and barley were untraded after seeing some adjustments following yesterday's close. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all lower, with wheat leading to the downside. Soybeans are 3 to 7 cents lower. The March contract down 4 at $10.52 per bushel. Soybeans had moved up in overnight electronic activity but turned lower with the start of the open outcry session in Chicago. Ideas the recent gains were looking overdone, as beans are trading near the upper edge of their 3-month range, did contribute to the eventual losses. The generally favorable South American weather conditions also weighed on prices, but there are some areas of Brazil that could use more moisture at this time, and that did provide some underlying support. Corn is down 2 to 5, the March contract down 5 at 408 per bushel, while wheat is down 5 to 8 cents, the March contract in Chicago down 7 at 585 per bushel. The two grains were both pressured by a strong U.S. dollar, as the strengthening currency is making exports less attractive to international buyers. Cold temperatures across the Midwest did remain somewhat supportive for wheat, with winter kill a possibility in some cases. However, it is January, and ideas that the weather concerns were becoming a bit overdone accounted for some of today's weakness in the grains. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, January 7th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.